This is day 12 of greatness. This is module 6, under process. Tubby Smith, the basketball coach who was a one-time at Kentucky, used to have a fabulous line. He said there was two pains: the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. And this last module is talking about having a step-by-step process so that you are disciplined. And I'm going to use this word, which I think is one of the most exciting words today: consistency. One of the players that people love in the NFL, if not the player, is a guy named Tom Brady. If there was any kind of athletic competition today, and you would measure arm strength or foot speed, Tom Brady wouldn't do very well. As a matter of fact, at the NFL combines where they measure all of those things, he did not do extremely well. He almost wasn't drafted. But his mind is one of the most consistent minds in all of sport. As a matter of fact, last year, in the 2006 season, he did not throw a pass over 30 yards till well into the season. Because what he would do is look what was in front of him, make his reads, go through his process, step by step by step. What I'm going to try to urge you to do is be so consistent that you might even be somewhat boring to yourself. A very exciting marriage is a little bit boring. A very exciting job should be a little bit boring, because there's consistency. And all that I'm focusing on are the steps that I am disciplined. And I go through the progression of what I'm doing every single day. There was a baseball umpire, and he was down in Florida. And after the game, he was walking and saw someone getting mugged and tried to break it up. And he was shot. So he went into rehab. Now watch what he said here. This pulls everything we said so far together. This pulls together stay away from feelings, go to what's right. This goes to learn behavior will eventually become process, consistency, discipline. They ask him, are you upset at the man who shot you? Do you sit here hating him? He said, I don't even think about him. All I'm thinking about, now this pulls it together, is getting back behind that plate and what I need to do every single day to my body to get there. The steps, the consistency, the discipline. You and I will never have any real freedom in our life until we have discipline. And what discipline means with money, with food, with the things that matter, with exercise, that we have a step-by-step consistency, that we have a process that we do every single day, and we use that to pull everything we do together. So let's look back at this whole thing so far of process. It is a step-by-step that I do every day until it becomes learned behavior and my instinct. And what it is, I can explain it to anybody just by sitting. The great ones could tell their systems just like that. And the great companies, they're all systems. I'm getting my hair cut. My hometown. In a local barber shop that had no systems. It was just, as they say, a ma and pa shop. And a gentleman, I liked it there. I liked going there. A gentleman cutting my hair asked me a question about a professional athlete who was traded. And he used a very racial slur in his question. He said, what do you think about the Pittsburgh Steelers, trading, and he said a phrase that was very offensive to hear, describing this young man they traded. I said to him, what I think is I need a new barber. So I stood up, and I walked out. I paid him my money, but my hair was half cut. I walked across the parking lot to Supercuts. As I walked in, there was one woman there, no one in the whole place. She had orange and blonde hair and a nose ring. I looked at her and I said, I think you're my new barber. She asked me the question, do you want a 1, a 2, a 3, or a 4? Live on a golf course. I said, give me a 4. I am now sitting in this chair with my 4 haircut. She snapped on 4 clippers. She snapped out 4 scissors. She zipped my head with a 4. And I walked out and said, thanks for the 4. Every time I've gone in there, I've been in a Supercuts in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've been in a Supercuts in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been in a Supercuts in Tampa, Florida. And I walk in and I say, give me a 4. And I walk out looking the same. Do what's important in your life the way Supercuts cuts hair. That's discipline. That's consistency. And they've got it so well, anyone could do it. Thus completes our modules on process.